League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance with you here. Cheyenne Knight, she's going to be here next week for the Chevron Championship. And hopefully she will play well. She might actually know a little something about the course because she grew up, well, her young life was here in the Woodlands. And that's where she'll be heading for the Chevron Championship for the next 5 years at least here in the Houston area. Cheyenne, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great to have you here. Now, you moved out of the Woodlands when you were young, right? What, 12, 13 years old, something like that?
Yeah, it was around like 14, 15 when I moved, but I know the area well, and we still go back there usually once a year.
Are you still mad at your parents for moving you from there to Aledo, or no?
No, I enjoy the Aledo area in Fort Worth. Still in Texas, so, but it was different, but I do enjoy it.
You ended up winning when you were, what, 15? You won the Stacy Lewis Junior Girls Open, and here you are playing with Stacy. How's that?
I know, it's crazy. I actually played with her last week, 2 weeks ago in LA for a tournament. So, watching her grow up and, through all her success on the LPGA, and she went to the Woodlands High School, and I was young at the time, but just to see how much success she's had, and she's a huge role model for me, and now getting to play with her is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's neat. And here you are coming back to the Woodlands for the Chevron Championship. What do you know about the Nicklaus course?
Growing up in the Woodlands, we were members at the Woodlands Country Club, but would go play Carlton Woods here and there. We had some family friends that were members, and, it's been a while. I don't remember it too much, but I went and played a practice round about a month ago, and it was in, good shape. And so it'll be interesting because this is the first year that we're having it there, but as soon as we're done, they're going to redo the course, redo the fairways, greens, and bunkers. So next year, we might be learning a different golf course. So I think it'll be a good test for us. I think the weather's going to be good, and I'm excited that, the Houston area, finally gets the LPGA to come, and it's going to be our first major of the year. So looking forward to it.
Yeah. We're talking with Cheyenne Knight here with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Started her young life in the Woodlands, moved to Aledo, and then went on to what possessed you to go to Alabama? Were you forced to do that, or what happened?
The cult got me into Alabama. No, the women's golf team won the national championship in 2012, and I did not know anything about Alabama other than the football at the time, and I didn't know they had a good golf program. So just seeing how good they were, and I really liked the culture and the atmosphere. So left Texas. My dad went to Texas A&M, so we have a little rivalry now at home, but I really enjoyed my time there.
Yeah, I guess. We're not big fans of Alabama here in the state of Texas.
That's okay.
You won the Darius Rucker when you were there, but you also won the Mason Rudolph Championship. Was that in Stillwater? Where was that?
Let's see. Darius Rucker was in South Carolina, and the Mason Rudolph is in Nashville.
It's in Nashville? The Mason Rudolph. I don't know.
That can't be the same.
The
Mason
quarterback?
Rudolph.
The, yeah. I don't. Is that the
different?
It's a different Mason Rudolph.
I think so. I honestly don't remember what it was, but not the football player.
Yeah. No, that's...
Edward Mason Rudolph from Clarksville, Tennessee. Won 5 times on the PGA Tour. He was an American professional golfer.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I thought it was the quarterback that really couldn't play all that well.
Clarksville, Tennessee.
Clarksville,
so that
Tennessee.
Makes sense. It's
that does make sense that it was in...
That makes a little bit more sense now, I know.
It does. So you played well, really played well last year at the Women's Open, finishing 15th. What is it that gives you a little confidence heading into this?
Yeah, I think it's like kind of a fair game for everyone. You know, no one really knows the course that well or what to expect. But I had a solid year last year, especially in the majors. So I took the week off this week. I didn't go to Hawaii just to get ready for next week. So I'm looking forward to it and looking forward to being back in the Woodlands.
Yeah, no, that's gonna be fun to have you back here, and you know that's just a beautiful course. We love it. But you're right. As soon as the tournament is done, they're gonna shut it down and they're gonna redo all kinds of stuff at the Nicklaus course. It'll be interesting to see, you know, how much different it'll be for you guys that are gonna be coming here for the next 5 years at the very least here to the Nicklaus course. I hope you're excited about coming back. Are you in town now, or are you coming next week?
I'm going to drive down Sunday, and driving to a tournament is a rarity, usually flying all over the place, so I'm excited to drive down there, but just like practicing in Fort Worth this week, and got my practice round done a month ago, so I have my notes on the course, and then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday are the practice days, so just see if anything has changed, and my coach will be there, so just kind of get ready for all of that. I expect to, you know, experience on the golf course.
Well, it'll be fun. Well, we'll see you next week. We're going to be out there live, and hopefully we'll see you at the top of that leaderboard, and we will talk again. That is great stuff. Cheyenne Knight right here next week at the Chevron Championship right here at the Nicklaus course at Carlton Woods. Thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it, Cheyenne, and looking forward to seeing you next week.
Thank you. Yeah, see y'all next week. Have a good day.
All right. There's Cheyenne Knight right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You're right, Dustin. Female golf talk is the best. It's female golf talk is the best.
If she said she won the Chris Winkie Invitational, I was about to be like, what? Why are all these quarterbacks have their own invitationals?
Yeah, the Winkie.
We had the Mason Rudolph.
Right here, you could have the Case Keenum.
Yeah, you would definitely have the Case Keenum.
I was like,
being Katie,
the Mason Rudolph. I'm reading her bio. She won the Mason Rudolph. How does that?
You
guy
turn your
have,
computer to me.
How does that
like,
guy
look
have
at this?
Is that in Stillwater?
They tried to, for a little while. They almost got rid of that course after the stuff Myles Garrett said, and then no one believed Myles Garrett, and so they said, "All right, we can let this stand."
No, she's not food, David. She is a female golfer. Okay. She is a female golfer.
Terrible. Who else would be a good invitational? Can you imagine a swag bag for the Cam Newton Invitational?
Oh my gosh.
Phenomenal.
Oh, the best.
Phenomenal. The tie, the scarves and all that stuff would be insane.
The Chase
That would be in North Carolina
Chase
somewhere.
Daniel?
The Chase Daniel Invitational will be in Missouri.
Yeah.
And it's a Hooters is sponsoring.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Hooters or Pluckers or, you know, some type of chicken place like wings, whatever. Yeah. I would think that feels right. Doing the crab claws with Jameis if you want to do that. You got to be like a lifelong, I'd prefer the back. Yeah. The backup quarterback.
The backup. It's the backup.
Because that's Mason Rudolph. So.
Yeah. No, that's exactly what he
is. I mean, you got to do. Oh. Colt McCoy, McCoy Invitational
that's
somewhere.
That's going to be in Austin.
Yeah, that could be.
Yep. At Austin Country Club? Mm-hmm. Absolutely, it will
sure.
be.
Sure. Yeah. Sure, it could be.
Yeah, it's got to be career backup dudes in the NFL.
How about the Geno Smith?
Don't the Geno
that
Smith?
That changed now. They had course. They updated the course.
Yeah.
They updated the course. They moved the tees back. They made it longer. They changed. They got Zoysia, Laser Zoysia.
No. No, there's only one place that has lasers.
Oh, okay.
There's only one place in the world. And that's that. Those are my guys over there, Highland Ponds, where we're playing tomorrow, as a matter of fact. If
who's we?
Oh, the people.
Me and you?
Yeah.
Me, you, and the listeners are going to play Highland Pines?
Oh, anybody wants to come, you're more than welcome. It's wide open, so come on out to Highland Pines, all right, and you can join us. Paul has a golf invitational that he wants. Hey, Paul.
You guys got me to thinking about swag bags for a golf tournament. I think that's a whole segment, but for sure in the Cam Newton swag bag, there will be crab legs and a laptop, you know. But the question about the NFL draft, what do you think the Texans could get by trading down? I mean, let's say they trade down to 7 or 8, what kind of haul could they actually get?
Yeah, well, if you trade to 7,
you'll get first next year's first.
Next year's first.
Mm-hmm. If you go from 7 to 1, you'll get next year's first. 7 to 2, you'll get next year's first.
Did he say crab legs for Jameis? That's a Jameis thing.
No, yeah,
the Jameis Winston invitation.
Yeah, Cam stole
the laptop.
The laptop.
Yeah, Jameis Winston had the crab.
Yeah, he didn't do the crab.
And everybody's got to jump on a table and say.
RJ, do you know that what he's going with the Jameis stuff? Were you in Florida when Jameis was there in 14?
No.
13?
What do you do?
Was that the library or was that
it was in the quad.
The quad, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
He said.
Blank that bleep.
No, bleep them in the bleep.
Yeah, bleep them in the bleep.
And then it became a thing where people were screaming it on live television.
Yeah.
And it was like, whoo.
Well, that's what, instead of Baba Booyah or whatever it is.
Baba Booyah. That was all the stuff that Howard Stern.
Yeah.
Release the hounds.
Release the hounds. No, you'd have to say what? Go ahead. Bleep him in the bleep.
Bleep him in the bleep. That's what Jameis says.
After every shot.
And they're like, does he have character problems? Like, no, he's just a dumbass college kid.
That's something stupid.
Yeah,
the crab legs stuffing down a bunch of them in your pants.
But that also feels like something.
That's a college prank.
Somebody would, like, I don't want to say I would have done that because I wouldn't have done that.
I would have done that.
Yeah, you were in a gang called the Animals in Chicago. You would have 100%
absolutely done that.
You would have definitely come out with character issues.
Yes. No question. I would. No. No, I would have had – so I would have been the Jalen Carter and the Johnny Manziel and the – I would have been – no. No one would have drafted me.
Y'all need to realize the idea that you can't comment on people's potential character concerns because it may be racially motivated or race. John was a card-carrying character flag guy.
Red flag? No.
No, you'd be off boards.
I'm off the board.
You would have
been
off
everybody's board.
You would have been off a lot of boards.
Yeah, no. Hell no. I was off
issues
my own.
With this.
I was off my own coaching staff's board.
We can't draft him.
You can't. You can't. No, every coach that would have come in, every scout that would have come in. No, you can't draft him. No. No, you don't want him.
Keep looking. Where's all this stuff coming from, coach? I don't know. I don't know where they're getting it. You can't believe it.
Hey, we got Gilbert on the other side. Get his music ready there.
Well, you don't know what he'll ask for.
Well, you're right. Hey, RJ, play.
That's how it works.
Heidi ho.
That's how it works. That's how it works, Gilbert. RJ, play
whatever.
Or Alexis.
So we'll do that on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But right now I'm talking about that Chevron Championship that we were just talking to Cheyenne Knight about. Cheyenne Knight is going to be here, and she's going to be playing in the Chevron Championship. And it's next week, and you can get your tickets now. It starts, obviously, it starts on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Get your tickets now because you're going to see some of the best golf. I can tell you this. I've got a lot of buddies who have said, we're going to have more than a few out there. I'm going to go out, and I'm going to watch them on Thursday, and we're going to have more than a few guys out there going, I want to see them play because they're really, really good. If you're a golf fan, this is a place to be because they are. They're really, really good, and it'll be fun to watch them play and compete at the highest level, and it's right here in the city of Huelva. It's in the Woodlands, but it is right here in our area. So if you got a chance to go and watch some of the best players in the world competing at the highest level. So let's go. Get your tickets now at thechevronchampionship.com. thechevronchampionship.com. It is going to be fun. It's going to be great. If you've never seen the venue before, if you've never been out to the Woodlands, Nicholas, it's beautiful. And it is going to be really, really good. So I'm asking you, get on out there. Take your office. Get your suite tickets. Get whatever you can and come and enjoy some of the best golf that you'll see this year at thechevronchampionship.com.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5. On ESPN 97.5. The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here. We promised it, and here we're going to deliver. Gilbert joining us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. It's appointment radio. Gilbert, what's going on?
Not much. How are you doing today, gentlemen?
Good. Okay, name a song that you want RJ to play for you right now.
Let's see.
You have to say, RJ, play. You have to do it just like Alexis.
RJ, play Daughter of Darkness by Tom Jones.
Daughter of Darkness by Tom Jones. RJ's getting it.
Okay, hold on.
RJ, how many Tom Jones songs do you know?
1 second, please.
Daughter of Darkness, that's it. That's
on it. On it.
That's the remastered one. Oh, no.
Is this it, Gilbert?
Is this it?
Yeah.
All right, let's hear it. Let's hear it. Gilbert's like is like a 1972 jukebox.
All right, we'll play in the background. What's going on today, Gilbert?
But this is good.
Not much, anyway. What's going on with you gentlemen, anyway?
Well, we're just hanging out here doing a little radio show, Gilbert. What about your Astros? They keep losing.
I know they're going to lose anyway, because they got no Altuve anyway.
Yeah, do you think they're going to win the World Series or no?
No, I think Tampa Bay to go to World Series.
You like Tampa Bay. It's not like Gilbert's just going to jump on a bandwagon,
right.
Is he?
No.
No.
No. Gilbert, no. Gilbert doesn't jump on bandwagons. He goes the hard route.
Yeah. Let's go with the undefeated.
Gilbert, will Everton stave off relegation?
Are they still undefeated? Did they win last night? He doesn't know what you're talking about.
Yes, he does. Gilbert, will Everton stave off relegation?
I don't know.
Yeah, he don't know. I told you.
I'm going to have to watch that.
Yeah, 11-0 now. 11-0. Plus 63 run differential. Tampa Bay. Gilbert's dead on this one. Mm-hmm. Gilbert knows exactly what's going on.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You like Tampa, huh? Do you think they're going to lose a game this year or no?
They probably will. 162 games anyway.
Yeah, 162. They'll probably lose a game, maybe.
Yeah, anyway, yeah.
Not at this rate, though, Gilbert. At this rate, they're going to go 162-0.
Right now. It's starting to look like
right
it.
Yeah.
4-game lead. What else, Gilbert? Anything else, or did you just call to say hi?
Just call say hello anyway, okay?
You what?
Just call say hi, okay?
Oh, you did? Okay. All right.
Okay, you're talk to later then. Bye-bye.
All right, goodbye. That's all.
That's it.
Just wanted to hear some Tom Jones.
What happened?
I don't know. He didn't want to talk. That's all. That's all.
What happened? That was a weird Gilbert call.
Maybe he just called to say hi.
What's going on, gentlemen?
What's going on with you guys?
Gentlemen, too, by the way.
Yeah. He just wanted to call to say hi.
Did you see what's happening with the NFL Sunday Ticket? You know, YouTube paid a crap ton and got the So it's the same price. It's like $349 for people who get YouTube TV, which is, you know, this is why they got it, so that they can try to bring in more subscribers. If you don't have YouTube TV, it's going to be $449. Man, $450 is a lot for Sunday Ticket. What are you going to do if you want to watch? And here's my question. I like watching Sunday Ticket. I liked having the dual receivers where I could watch multiple games at one time. Like, what am I going to do now? I have to watch. This is such a pain in the ass.
Man, well, if you have YouTube TV on multiple TVs.
I know, but you can't watch. Yeah, I don't know. Will they let you log in on multiple TVs? Are they going to prevent you from?
Not in the same house, they wouldn't. I don't imagine.
Well, you're going to be in the same house.
Right. That's what I'm saying. You're not going to
prevent you from doing it. Separate IP addresses, yeah. Because supposedly that's how they're going to get you with Netflix now, is if it's a different IP addresses.
Yeah.
Nope.
Right.
So you'll have to pay for everyone else.
Whatever your router is.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that.
Even though, like, if I've got my phone and I'm not around, I better damn sure still have my phone. Like, you need to get a certain amount that you can say, okay, you get this many. I'm not going to tell Netflix how to do their business, and yet I am.
But apparently you are.
But the Sunday ticket thing, that is going to be a lot to pay to watch every team. And I've done it. I've done it forever. But not, you know, it's $100 less. But now it's, like, inconvenient. Now, I also think I could watch eight games. They would have the eight box. Channel 702 for me was eight boxes. I had eight different games. I want YouTube to figure out a way that I can convert my screen into the four games that I want, or six games. I would like to be able to have an app where I could say, these are the games I want to watch. So I'll get a four box, right?
Mm-hmm.
And watch the four games that I get to choose that I watch at one time. Why can't somebody do that? NFL Sunday Ticket didn't do that.
Michael says I have YouTube TV on four different TVs and three different houses.
Well, maybe they'll still keep doing it. I don't know.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know whether or not they're changing. I know Netflix is threatening.
No, Netflix is going to change it.
Y'all complain about $450 is the poorest ship ever. That's what.
Well, here's the thing, though.
That's what somebody said.
Here's the thing.
That you're one of the poor.
Because we're not.
Maybe you could watch it on your Fitbit.
I got an Apple Watch. Maybe
do you?
I stepped up. So here's the thing, though. With Sunday Ticket, now all of a sudden we're talking about a $450 purchase. You think they're just going to let you have it on every TV in every house? You think that's how it's going to work? Because if that's the case, then you just one person buy it and give it to 20 people and you got logins. Everyone's got the same login. They're not going to let you watch them all at the same time.
No, right.
If you log in, they're not going to let you log. It's going to be a login situation where they're going to control it. They're not just going to let one person feed 50 different people. That's not going to be the case.
Yeah, I don't mean to tell, like you do, YouTube how to run their business or Netflix how to run their business. Mm-hmm. There's something that's bothering me. There's a lot of Jose Abreu hate going on right now. We're 11 games into a season, and we've already decided that he sucks as a hitter. What?
I know Jeremy Brand was a little concerned. I saw on a tweet yesterday about him. Is it too early to be concerned about Abreu?
If Jeremy's concerned, then I have no concern whatsoever. Stop already.
Will you guys just get on the same page about one topic
it's
ever?
Ridiculous. We're 11 games into a season, and Jose Abreu is a terrible hitter, is a big nothing. I mean, honestly, we're 11 games into the season. I remember 2 months into the season where Jose Altuve was really, really struggling, and I told you he was going to hit 300, and what did he do? He hit 300. You know what? We are 11 games into a season, people.
This is all he said.
Jose Abreu is a proven major league hitter.
All he said was, is it too early to be concerned about Jose Abreu? And then he showed.
No. That's what he said. But I've been seeing other people. Like, what? I mean, Jose Abreu is going to be just fine. This is not a Yuli situation. This is not a. I mean, 11 games in, we've decided what a terrible free agent acquisition this was. I mean, honestly. We are just nuts. This is just crazy to me. Jose Abreu is a proven and major league hitter. Now,
so was Yuli.
Usually Yuli was a batting Yuli was champion.
Yuli was a proven major league hitter, and he fell completely off. Yeah. Is there a chance that we just see a guy lose, you know, power? I mean, his over-under was only 22.5 for home runs. He hit less than 20 home runs last year. Is there a chance we're looking at a guy who's not going to hit with a lot of pop?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a guy who looks like that physically, you expect a bunch of pop. But is there a chance that we're not going to see much pop?
You know what? The thought was that his pop is. I don't know.
You had Vegas over home runs. Like, you had over home runs.
Of course I did. And you know what? I still love it. 22.5. I mean, he's on his way. He's showing that it won't be long before he's up in the mid-20s, mm-hmm. okay, with the way that he started. What did you say Sunday Ticket is going to be on YouTube?
I believe it is $450 if you don't purchase it.
It goes from YouTube will offer a promotional period until June 6th when the package of Sunday NFL games will cost $249 to $349. The $100 discount goes to viewers who are already subscribed to YouTube TV, an online bundle.
Well, after that, though.
After June 6th, the cost will be $349 to $449.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm getting it, I'm getting it.
After June 6th, $349.
Yeah. No, I'm getting it at $349, but I guess I'm going to have to. I mean, I write it off for my work, but I guess I'm going to have to.
Well, you're a big, fancy, itemized tax guy. I just, you know, put it in. I don't have any deductions.
I have Nick. I have deductions. I have my guy Nick do it.
Well,
he's good like that.
Your guy, not your wife, Nick.
No.
Not your wife, Nick. No. She's not doing it. Although her dad did it for years, right?
Yeah.
He was a tax guy.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah. 827 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number if you would like to get in here. Are you worried about Jose Abreu? Is this something that's bothering you? Is this
no, bothering you? I'm not worried. I'm not worried about Jose Abreu, but I do.
That was
a
tease.
No, I know, but.
That was a tease.
Are we going to do another Jose Abreu?
Well, I want to know if people are. If they are or they aren't. If they can call.
Oh, you're asking a question.
I'm asking a question. Am I off here?
But it was rhetorical for me.
It was in the Usted form. Okay. The Usted form for everybody.
I got you.
Are you all worried about him?
Now say it in Spanish.
¿Te asustas? No, le asustas. Asusta. Como it's not hitting right now, okay?
Para quien?
Para Abreu. Sí. Abreu.
De donde?
De los Astros.
¿Qué Abreu?
Abreu, José.
Los dos.
No, eso, no, Brian, no. No tengo susto. Oh. No estoy asustado.
No sospecto.
No, asustado.
¿Es una palabra? ¿Suspecto?
Suspecha is the sí. word. Yeah.
Claro que sí.
Yeah. Yeah. But you, my friend, can right now See? Talk about Sitejab.
Sitejab, my man Hector has been, that's 24 years Sitejab's been in the business. They started about when John and I started the radio show. And so websites back in the late 90s, whoo, man. You look back at them now, I mean, look, it was dial-up, right? And then you would download bum fights and it would take like 3 days. That's how it used to be. That's how long it would take to watch bum fights. But Sitejab has moved along with the times, and it's much different. Everything's different. And, you know, Sitejab really understands what it is that keeps people on websites longer. They understand what it is that makes a website sticky, how to get to where they need to get to, the people. You know, what will keep people on your site, and what will they be looking for when it comes to the information from your website and how to get there. It's very important that you have an efficient layout for your website. It's very important that you have the information that needs to be seen. I go to websites all the time, and it's amazing how many sites, A, look crappy. You know they haven't been updated for a long time. There's nothing that's more of a turnoff, because the first thing you think of, whether it's consciously or subconsciously, is this group doesn't know what they're doing, or they're outdated. And you don't want that to be you, not when you're in competition with other people. So make sure that you are doing it the right way, and you have Sitejab look at your site and rebuild the whole site for you. Sitejab does an amazing job of using analytics to help make your site sticky and help you convert eyes into business leads. Sitejab.com, Sitejab.com.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
The Bench!
Tell him again!
The Bench!
Stay tuned for more John and Lance coming up in a few minutes.
Can't wait!
The body, who said they saw me? Crown on by Molly, wrist on your gun. They go judge your life for a couple likes on a double tap. Them.
The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst, you found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Chris wants to talk about his Astros as they lose again last night 7-4. on a ninth inning comeback, but then a letdown with the three-run homer that loses. Bay hits a three-run homer to lose it against Presley. What's going on, Chris? What do you think?
Yeah, hey, John. I mean, Jose Abreu, I'm not saying he's washed up and it was a bad acquisition, but that three-pitch strikeout in the ninth inning with the go-ahead run on second base was really pathetic. I mean, he was swinging like Pena does at the, you know, away slider. I mean, he was trying way too hard to make a stamp on that game last night and prove the Astros right for picking him up. This is my lineup for right now while the two guys are out, okay? So it's going to be Chaz, and then it's going to be Abreu, and then you put Alex, and then Yordan, and then Tucker, and then Pena. Abreu doesn't have the power anymore. Your cleanup guy doesn't have a home run. He's got three RBIs. He's hitting singles, and he's in the cleanup spot. I mean, I don't like it. And John, I can't believe you said earlier this week that when our pitcher comes back, like McCullers, that Hunter is going to be sent down. Come on, man!
I didn't say sent down. I said move to the bullpen. Okay, possibly. That's possibly the case. Listen, that's the way Dusty goes about his business, man. Dusty the likes veteran players. And the guys who have just come up, they are the guys. And how long did it take Javier to – he has just secured a position in the rotation this season because he was a bullpen guy. Last year
– it was too packed. Like you didn't – Urquidy, Garcia, Lance, Verlander.
Fromber.
That was – like he wasn't – there was just no room for him.
Well, but – and he was the most spectacular of all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And yet... was even after he no-hit the Yankees. The talk was,
but that didn't happen.
No, it didn't happen because they never got healthy enough. Needed him. He was one of the five.
The talk was that until... But, you know, what we were saying was you got to... Like, the best pitcher's got to pitch. The best starters have to start. I mean, yeah, there's value in bullpen, but there's... There's also value in having a guy who can, you know, no hit a team in the World Series,
yeah,
or be part of it. Obviously, I think it's physically impossible now to throw a no hitter by yourself. It's just you can't possibly expect anyone to ever throw.
No, that'll never
happen
again.
You have to have at least 4 to 5 pitches.
That's something from the 1920s. It's not happening anymore.
Yeah, or like 2008.
Yeah. No.
Verlander got his for real.
Same thing.
Remember when Verlander got his? His was by himself.
Yeah. But that was how many years ago now? Two. Yeah. I mean, that's not happening anymore.
Yeah, you can't.
We'll never see another no-hitter.
I'm not worried about Abreu, but I'll just keep an eye on the situation. Look, worst case scenario, he'll be a good hitter who doesn't hit with as much power as we expected. So, oh well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how's that different than Yuli last year? That he's a better hitter on an at-bat, you know, per at-bat basis. Yuli wasn't a great power hitter last year, but Abreu, I'd like to see him get a little bit more pop going. So we'll see how it goes. I got to relive
again,
this Presley
game.
Yeah,
he doesn't have any homers. He has one double, and the rest are all singles. And, yes, he's off to a bit of a slow start power-wise. But, I mean, honestly,
you guys don't realize,
are we 11 games in?
Yeah,
thinking that this is a bad signing and we have to move him out of the cleanup hole. He's got some RBIs. He's actually come up with some hits than when you needed him, and he's I don't know. Goodness gracious, give a guy a chance. Let's slow down. Jason, what do you got, Jason?
Hey, boss, I wanted to call because I'm hearing people downplaying Jose Abreu right now. Like, homie has had a hit in every game, I believe, except one. He's had a hit in every game except one, and that was the game where he got intentionally walked, and I think he went 0-3 before that. Like, the man, can we please stop trying to, number one, Astros fans, like, get off the ledge, bro. We're not even 10% into the season. Like, can we step off the ledge for a second? Like, I understand it's not been a fantastic start, but, guys, come on. Like, let's be serious here. Like, Altuve always has slow starts. Bregman has slow starts. Tucker has slow starts. All these guys have slow starts. What we're seeing from Tucker is an anomaly. That's not usually how he begins the season. But like I said, man, can we please just step off the ledge? Our pitching has not been great.
Jason, do you not know how sports talk radio works?
Yeah.
We cannot just say, oh, this is a reasonable thing for you to say. We have to panic. It is important to panic after a short amount of games.
Listen, his OPS,
that's how it works.
His OPS is 633. That's not good. He's got one extra base hit.
He's right.
One double.
It's a slow start.
It's a slow start.
Let's see. You know what?
I mean, if we had we got to have Bregman in the meat of the order. Bregman's got one extra base hit as well, and it was last night. He finally homered. Otherwise, he was hitting 163 going into last night's game. But Bray was hitting 280. He's got a hit in every game except one. Now he's got one for fours, one for four, one for four, one for four, one for five, one for four, one for four, one for four. I mean, honestly, he's not hitting well, but he is a proven major league hitter. So let's slow down just a little bit. Just a hair.
Yeah. And after 2 months, we can revisit.
Yeah.
But I'm going to give the guy 2 full months.
I know.
I'll talk about it on the radio.
Oh, you can't talk about this at all because it's a baseball season, and until, you know, September 2nd, you're not allowed to talk about it.
I'm not that guy either.
No, I'm not that guy either. But I am saying it's 11 games in, so let's slow down. All right? That's all I'm saying.
I'm having to relive the Ryan Pressly final inning. This isn't great.
No, right now we're –
yep.
It's on it right now, yeah.
Because right there, after that strikeout, I'm like, okay, things are going to be fine.
And then what? And then Bay came to the plate.
Yeah, it wasn't fine. Things weren't fine.
No, Andrew McCutchen actually came to the plate, and then Bay came to the plate.
Mm-hmm.
And Astros lose.
Oh, man. So I want to get to something. We come back here in a second. I want to get to underrated messes online. You guys want to jump in on Astros stuff? Come on. Come on. We see some Astros calls coming in. 713-780-3776. Also, I don't know if you have this in audio format, RJ, but Zion met the media. Oh, my God. He said something I just wish he wouldn't have said. And I want to see what your thoughts are on this, because I think there's something beyond what he said. I'm not even kind of clowning here. If you are a Pelicans fan, you have to be terrified now that this has just been a huge waste. 842, wait until you hear what he said. You've got the audio from his mouth, because I can read the transcript, but okay.
You got the audio from his mouth?
Yeah, he's got a mouth audio, not the written
not the,
audio.
Not, we're not from the, his eyes.
Yeah,
you don't have the audio from his eyes?
No, not the hand audio where they write stuff down and transcribe it.
He's got the mouth audio.
Yeah, we're going to
mouth audio next.
Mouth audio from Zion Williamson coming up next. And when you hear this, you're going to cringe. I can tell you haven't heard or read this.
No.
You're going to cringe hard when you hear this.
All right, we'll do that on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But right now we're talking John Daspit.
And the Daspit Law Firm, big million-dollar donation to the football program. And look, he's already jumped in with the basketball program at University of Houston. And we're like, John, are you sure you want to do this? Yeah, I want to help. I want to do this. I want to do that. That's just how he is. I mean, John Daspit, when he's out there, I don't want to say he's fighting crime. He's not a crime fighter, but I will say this, what some of the insurance companies try to do to people who've been injured are pretty criminal. I will say that. Now he's like a crime fighter. The insurance companies are, I guess they're trying to do their job. I think that's a really crappy job. If somebody gets hurt and it's not their fault and the insurance company has lawyers that they say, okay, squeeze them on the settlement, try to make them take the smallest settlement possible. That's like, what are we doing? Why are we treating people like that? And that's why John Daspit got out of, he was a Fulbright Jaworski, and he said, I'm going to start my own company and start working for people who are getting bullied by these lawyers with these insurance companies. And that's what he does right now. He fights back. He fights for you. There was a guy who was going to get hit by a train. He was on one train. He's going to get hit by another train. He had to jump off the top of a train, sustained really bad injuries. They wanted to settle with him for $750,000, despite all these missed time, this pain and suffering he's going to have for the rest of his life because of his injury, hospital time, all of that. They went to court. John Daspit won $4 million. That's how it goes. He understands what the value is, and he understands how to fight for you, and that's what he's going to do. He passionately pursues justice for the injured. That's why you need to call 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT, or just go to the website for more information about his company at DaspitLaw.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay.
You found the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 737-803-776. Let's get a couple of these calls in, and then we'll get to that Zion Williamson quote with his mouth. Underrated mess. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, fellas? I just wanted to touch on this Jose Abreu thing. So when they made the signing, I was more concerned about the actual player. I mean, he's a solid hitter, like you said. It's more about the length of the contract and his age. I mean, as you know, the numbers don't lie. The numbers are going down, and his power. And for me, I just want a first baseman that can hit dingers. So I'm more concerned about that, you know, the length of the contract and the fact that these signings were made, him and the Montero deal, when we didn't even have a GM. So the long-term thing is what's concerning. We'll see what happens. Go Stros.
Yeah, it's not a long-term thing. It's a three-year deal. And he is an older player. But he's been around. And he's a proven hitter. You know, I don't know. It's 11 games. 11 games. We'll see. There was some concern about his bat speed actually slowing down some. There was some concern about that, that he wasn't hitting with the same pop that he had earlier in his career. I'm thinking that the short porch in left field is going to be something that is going to be advantageous to him as we go on throughout the season.
Well, your approach has to bring it into play, though.
You have to have the bat speed to hit it to left.
Launch angle, and yeah, or you have to.
Yeah, right.
You have to.
He's hitting a lot of balls to center field, which means, and there have been some fastballs that you look at him and go, wow, he wasn't able to catch up to that.
You going to try to be a good hitter, or are you going to try to be a hit with power? Which one?
No.
Because if so, he's going to have to swing a little earlier and make sure he pulls it. And if he wants to be a good hitter and just hit the ball hard, his approach may not be to try to get lift with as a dead pull hitter. He may just say, hey, that's not how I hit. You know, I'm not going to be.
Well, and in this park, you want him to hit at center field because you're not going to get many extra base hits in center field here because it's a big center field.
Oh, well, you mean, right.
Hit it to where you want him to hit it. And listen, his advantage is to get either hit it to right field or hit it to left.
No. Let's get Juan in here. Oh, no.
Oh, don't say that.
Go ahead, Juan. Tell people what you want to tell people.
Hey, you guys need to leave Carlos Leap 2.0 alone.
Oh my God.
El Caballo Part 2.
Didn't Carlos Leap come from the White Sox, too?
He did. Listen, Carlos Lee, remember when we had Lance Berkman in here and he's like, y'all get off Carlos Lee. He was an RBI machine.
I don't care what he
y'all
said.
Y'all can get off Carlos
Doesn't
Lee.
Doesn't matter.
Okay?
Carlos Lee went down. He just said Carlos Lee 2.0. That had never crossed my mind. That was not something I was like, Carlos Lee 2.0 is not something you should
Carlos
say.
Carlos Lee played in games, okay, didn't miss games.
That's cool.
With the Astros.
Yeah.
119, 100, 102, 89, 94.
RBIs?
RBIs. Yeah.
He was here that long, five years?
Or more. He was here, 2012. Yeah, and 2012 he was here and was traded to Miami after 66 games. But
golly, he did have some ribs.
Yeah, he did. No, that dude was a run producer. And if Jose Abreu puts up 119 RBIs, I'll take Carlos Lee 2.0. Thank you. And you know what?
I would take Carlos Lee 2.0.
I would
actually, but that doesn't, why am I saying that out loud? That's not considered a compliment. But on this team, but Carlos Lee needed to be way better than Carlos Lee.
Okay. What do you think he hit here, Carlos Lee?
I mean, based on the way people talked about him, 230.
303, 314, 300, 246, 275.
Why do we Why do we as a city hate Carlos Lee?
I have no idea.
I didn't like him. No, but you didn't like him. Nobody liked him.
His OPS, 882, 937, 831, 708, 788.
Your last 2 years were.
No, 708 and 788. Yeah. Yeah. But Carlos,
maybe that's when we really
Carlos
didn't like
Lee
him.
Home runs here. 32, 28, 26, 24, 18.
How many games did he play?
162, 115, 160, 157, 155, 147.
That's back when you used to play that many games.
Yeah. He led the league in games, 162.
Tied.
Well, he tied, but yeah. He also led the league in grounded in double plays.
Mm-hmm.
And he also
led how many the times?
In league in sacrifice flies.
Okay, so we're he didn't get hits in big situations, I remember.
Must have with 119 RBIs.
I feel like, John, we couldn't have all as a city hated Carlos Lee for no reason.
Well,
even his own teammates had to take a bat to his computer because he was checking on all of his horses.
Well, but as Lance Berkman told you, y'all get off him. Okay.
No, the stats look better than I remember.
Yeah, they are.
Now, the last 2 years, well 60% of them, because the last 2 years weren't good. Not what you were paying him, and that's 40% of the time he was here.
Right. Well, if Jose Abreu's last 2 years are bad, then that's a problem because he only signed a 3-year deal. So that's a problem.
Yeah, if he has, yeah. No. Carlos Lee 2.0. You know what? I can't believe I'm going to say this. I hope he's Carlos Lee.
I hope he's Carlos Lee.
I did not wake up thinking, you know what I'm going to say on the radio today? My hot take, my let him cook take is going to be, I hope Carlos Lee, I hope Jose Abreu becomes Carlos Lee. That was not how I thought I was going to cook today.
Yeah. If he hits 303 with 119 RBIs and 32 homers, then I think we're going to be okay.
Now, we have different people on the team now. Like, that's... That helps.
Yeah.
On this team, you throw that on this team, we are good.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't worry about it.
Oh, my goodness.
No problem.
He's MVP candidate with 32 bombs and 119 RBIs.
Yeah.
No, honestly, that's MVP candidate. 8:55. We got time for the Zion Williamson? Or you want to do it on
the other side? We do it on the other side. RJ's talking to somebody. He keeps having people call him like, hey, what's the number for RJ and Max and DJ and KJ?
They call him Jay Will?
What? No, this is a wrong show.
No, sorry. You got the wrong show.
This isn't the right show. So he's been dealing with
you know what? You know how we know this is the right show? Because we're talking about Aqueduct Plumbing.
Yeah. That's how you know this is the local show. Yeah,
because
the local
Billy Brown listens to the show every morning.
I can see if Hill called them yesterday, because I know Chris Hill was asking about
him. Chris Hill was asking about him, and if you have any issues whatsoever. And you know what? It's so funny. We tell you what the phone number is. We do this all the time, and we tell you, please, this is the number, okay? So put this in your phone so that you have it as soon as you need it, all right? 281-488-6238. Put it in as Aqueduct Plumbing, or put it in Bench Plumbing, or put it in aqueductplumbingcompany.com. Whatever, if you can remember, whatever it is that you need to remember
right. When
you need a plumber, or just put in plumber. Just put in plumber in your phone, and as soon as that you need that plumber, because we get all the time, hey, what's the name of that company, or what's the number, or is there a promo code? There's no promo code. You know why you don't need a promo code? Because they're going to come to your house absolutely free and give you a free consultation. And then you know what they're going to do? They're going to do the work, and they're going to give you a fair price for it. That's exactly what they do every time.
That's what they do. And, you know, for some of you, you just need hydrostatic testing. You feel like you have a leak. You're not sure. Why are you sitting there waiting? I did that, and I did have a leak. And it ended up ruining, it's eroded soil under my home. It came through the slab and ruined the flooring I had. Like, you don't want to mess around. If you think you may have a leak, get it looked at. And they'll do the hydrostatic testing. They can tell you very, very quickly whether or not that's the issue. And if that's the issue, they can do the repiping job for you, where they can go under, tunnel under, and repipe your homes that have old pipes and need to be changed out. And they do it at a very fair price. They're very transparent, and they do great work. Aqueduct Plumbing Company. That's aqueductplumbingcompany.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.